In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, September 7th. Glad you could be with us. Today's show is all about taking the good with the bad. This morning, we got a new report. It's called the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. This data covers July, and it showed a record number of job openings. People feeling confident that they can quit their old jobs and feel pretty sure about getting a new one. So that's all good news, right? Yep. Right until you open your paycheck. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
We now see more job openings, 5.9 million in the economy, than ever before. More people are quitting for new jobs, a sign of optimism. And in some fields, employers need a lot of workers, says Andrew Chamberlain at the job site Glassdoor.
You see many open positions in healthcare, professional and business services, and some leisure and hospitality.
Chamberlain says in hot fields, paychecks are rising 6 to 12% a year. But across the whole economy, average wages are only rising about 2.5%, meaning employers still mostly don't feel compelled to offer higher pay to fill positions. So there are several explanations in the let's make a wage deal game. Behind door number one, the economy's really not that great, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
So many people have left the labor market, prime age workers, 25 to 54-year-olds. So that suggests that there's a lot of people who might in principle want to work.
Behind door number two, employers actually aren't trying that hard. Here's economist Jesse Rothstein at UC Berkeley.
Increasingly, employers are announcing job openings at a maybe less than competitive wage, leaving it open for months to see if somebody great comes along.
And door number three. Employers are using lures other than pay to get good people, says Lori Farley-Toth at HR recruiting firm ADECO.
Not just from a compensatory place, meaning just a salary, but what are the benefits, right?
For millennial workers, the prize may be more flexibility and opportunity rather than another 2% in their paycheck. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.